Good morning. A warm front is providing the focus for showers and thunderstorms across the northern part of New York, especially in the Adirondacks, where we've already had severe weather this morning with large hail. But the Champlain Valley in central and northern Vermont under the gun this morning for stronger storms as well, some with heavy rainfall as the warm front presses to the north. Increasing warmth and humidity today across the region, with some hazy sunshine, especially from I-90 Point South. Temperatures will surge through the 80s and toward the 90-degree mark. A cold front currently slicing through the Great Lakes and Midwest will arrive later on this evening. Out ahead of the front, in that warm and humid environment, conditions will be favorable for additional showers and thunderstorms to fire by early to mid-afternoon and continue into the evening hours. Any of these storms has the potential to be severe, with gusty winds and large hail of quarter size or greater, along with frequent lightning and heavy bursts of rain. This action will continue through the evening hours and even into the overnight period across New England as the front marches through the region. We'll also have areas of fog overnight tonight as temperatures drop back into the high 50s and lower 60s. Increasing sunshine behind the system tomorrow, still the risk of a few showers in New England, breezy with lower humidity, highs in the lower 80s, then more sunshine for Thursday and Friday, and cooler air with readings in the middle to upper 70s for highs. The next system on the way for Saturday will bring a chance of rain to start the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from southern Kansas and southwestern Missouri southward into north Texas, and also the slight risk of severe thunderstorms for our region from western New England southwestward across the upper Ohio Valley area. Daytime heating of the moist low-level air mass combined with eastern advection of rapidly cooling air with height will result in strong destabilization through the afternoon across parts of Kansas and the southern plains. Once storms develop, upscale growth is expected. Given the degree of instability and shear, storms which can organize and remain somewhat isolated will be capable of producing very large hail, and locally damaging winds will become increasingly likely if storms congeal into one or more small Boeing mesoscale convective systems. An isolated tornado or two also will be possible. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Depression Beryl. While the winds have decreased to 30 miles per hour, the heavy rain continues and flood watches and warnings have been issued for parts of the southeast. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Kigali, Rwanda at 11 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. And the last report of hail was at Mount Washington, New Hampshire at 4:53 this morning. There were 122 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Chicago, Illinois. The 95-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1991 by 6 degrees. There were 10 daily record lows. At Bourne, Texas, it was 15 degrees, and this is 6 degrees colder than the old record set in 1976. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, a thunderstorm with fog in 54 degrees with a west wind at 37 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 21 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 74 degrees, the dew point 69, 85% relative humidity, a south wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.80 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 20 at Bryce Canyon, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 80s, Boston increasing sunshine in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with the chance of showers and storms and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report. The high temperature in Albany yesterday, 85 degrees, the low, 60, the average temperature, 73, that's 11 degrees above normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday, 4.63 inches for the month, which is 1.40 inches above normal, and 12.40 inches for the year, which is 2 inches even below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 73 degrees, the average low, 51. The record high, 93, set in 1931, and the record low, 34, in 1956. Sunrise this morning was at 5:21 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:25 p.m. 15 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise partly sunny and humid with highs near 80. More showers and storms this evening, some fog overnight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, very warm and humid today with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 80s. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny, warm and humid with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, very warm, and humid today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Partly sunny, warm and humid with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the middle 80s. More showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, any showers in New England will exit. We'll have increasing sunshine region-wide, breezy with much lower humidity in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday, cooler in the mid 70s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Friday, mid to upper 70s. Rain likely on Saturday with highs near 70, a leftover shower Sunday in the lower 70s, and Monday a mix of sun and clouds back into the middle and upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.